Our next presenter is Luz Stella Marin. I hope I got that right. And she is coming to us from University of Massachusetts Lowell, where she's a candidate for a doctorate degree in occupational ergonomics and safety. She holds a master's degree from the Work Environment Department within UMass Lowell and a bachelor's degree in chemical engineering from Columbia. She currently is a research assistant at UMass Lowell, and her doctoral research evaluates the way in which organizational practices are associated with workers' perceptions of health and safety and how this can be used to reduce workplace injuries in the construction industry. So please welcome her.
Good afternoon. I want to present my presentation is about changing construction contractors' attitudes and safety practices to improve safety climate for Hispanic construction workers. First, I have to say that I have no relationships to disclose. Okay. So I want to tell you about a large project called Protección en Construcción, the Lawrence Latino Safety Partnership. Protección en Construcción is a community-based participatory research based in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Lawrence is a Latino majority city in Northeast Massachusetts. So our partnership consists on the University of Massachusetts Lowell, City of Lawrence, the Union Laborers Local 175, and a local community organization called Lawrence Community Connections, and a group of community promotores in Lawrence. So our project, Protección en Construcción, was designed to understand and intervene the root causes of greater injuries rates experienced by Hispanic construction workers. So our research is focused mainly on fall prevention and silica exposure prevention. So we want to implement the intervention, develop it, and evaluate their effectiveness and diffuse the results of our intervention in the greater Lawrence area. So in order to answer our research questions about what are the contributing causes of high injury rates or high disparities among Hispanic workers, and in order to identify the context to develop an intervention. So we conduct a series of focus group, small group activities, and interviews with union and non-union workers, with supervisors and contractors, and with Lawrence residents and construction workers, family members. So in addition to that, we conduct an extended community survey and to test the results from our focus group and small group activities. So with our findings from the survey, we came up with something that we call the Hispanic Safety Climate Model. So we identified six elements from the results of our community survey. We identified workers' perception regarding availability of safety protective equipment in the workplace. So co-workers and supervisors, supervisor workers, social support, importance given to productivity over safety, quality of training, safety roles and responsibilities in the workplace at different levels, and the mechanisms that workers have to speak up about hazards in the workplace without fear to be fired. So with these six elements, with all these findings from these six elements, we designed our intervention. So findings from our focus group always mention about the important key role of a construction supervisor to change conditions in the workplace. So we decided that the target of our intervention were the construction supervisors. So Also, we call our intervention leaders in safe construction. So we packet this intervention in 5 hours. So we did a 5-hour construction supervisor training to improve safety climate and to promote safety leadership among contractors and supervisors. Using our 6-dimension model, we identify elements and create specific modules in our interventions. For example, we, in order to improve social support, so we found in our from our survey that construction workers that are exposed to disrespectful attitudes from supervisors, intimidation, and lack of co-worker support, lack of worker supervisor support, high competition for jobs, and poor training, low quality training. So we took all those elements and we put most of them in our model. So first, for the social support, we designed a training module to improve supervisor-workers communication based on respect, on communication and leadership. So we call supervisor-worker relationship and communication with no English speakers. So related to protective equipment, we work a lot of hands-on demonstration. Focus on engineering controls and fall protection equipment, personal fall protection equipment. We work with our contractors and supervisors in how to design or customize a health and safety policy according to their company, the type of jobs that they develop, and the number of workers that they have. So for training, we work with the toolbox dogs and to help them to identify fall hazards and silica hazards. Related to roles and responsibilities, we work with a supervisor in how to define safety responsibilities for workers and for supervisors too, and for different levels in the construction site. We work job hazard analysis too, walkthrough plans and hazard reports to promote or to provide mechanisms for workers to report hazard. And we work with our supervisor and contractors in a non-retaliation policy, so to help them to understand why workers need to report, why workers need mechanisms to report hazard and hazard to conditions. So we use elements from adults and popular education techniques to conduct our training and to facilitate construction supervisors that they could tour into the workplace their new knowledge, their new skills, and their new attitudes for safety. So we want a training in action. We want that the supervisor were able to improve their work sites. So, for example, we work here. One of our activities was conduct a job safety analysis. So we worked with each supervisor and contractor in what was the most difficult task or the most hazardous task. So they did the job hazard analysis. As a result of this job hazard analysis, they have a list of safety equipment that they require. So, and also what training needs they need to, what were the gaps in training that they need to fill out in their work site. So after that, we work in toolbox talk session with them. So they have all this information from the job safety analysis to define what kind of topics they need to address in their work site. So also with this, we work a goal setting program that they could able to at least draft their needs on their work site. As a result of our training, we trained close to 120 participants, mainly contractors and field supervisors. We had also workers, but because they came, sometimes construction workers, they could be worker in one place, but in another place it could be a supervisor. So, but they identify themselves as workers, not as a supervisor. So we offer this training in English and Spanish, so according to the participant preferences. And other thing that we got with our program is, you know that since July 2012, the state requires for supervisors to keep the license, they need 12 credits of continued education. So we got approval for our training, so we can provide 5 credits for our participants. So all these contractors, all these supervisors that took our training, they can demonstrate 5 credits when they need to get the or renew their license. For our evaluation, we did we want to do a pre and post intervention evaluation, but for many reasons was not possible for us to do it. So we did a pre and post knowledge evaluation, and we did a 3-6 months follow-up survey. We went with this survey, we want to know the impact in contractors' attitudes towards safety, how they perceive their leadership after the training, how much they were able to conduct fall prevention activities on site, and how they perceive they improve in their communication with the Hispanic workers. So from our pre and post knowledge survey, we found that participants, they in general, they score on average, they score 20% better in our post training survey. And this table is. I took one of the elements from our 3-6 months survey. So I can follow here, but I want to show you that one of our questions was about how much did you learn about fall prevention from our training? So 80% of participants, they said a lot, and 40% some. So another thing that I think that is I like a lot this part is that how much did you learn about fall protection equipment from that training? And 100% of participants, they said a lot. I think that is, as I mentioned, we use a lot of hands-on demonstrations. So we work with suppliers, with fall prevention suppliers. We work with different partners just to bring different elements that workers, that supervisors and contractors could use. So I remember in one of our trainings, one supervisor, they said that he never wore harness before. He said that it was the first time that he had the opportunity to wear a harness. So, how much did you learn about silica hazard from the training? And people, 71% said a lot. I want to highlight this result because when we start with the training, we ask about silica, and everybody said, yeah, I know about silica, so I know a lot about silica. But when we went deep in silica, they were talking about asbestos. So there is a confusion between silica and asbestos. The other thing is, to what extent did the training make a difference in preventing falls on your work site? 80% of the respondents, they said a lot. And I want to jump to this. To what extent did the training impact positively your safety leadership role? And 100% of the participants, they respond a lot. How confident do you feel in your ability to comply with OSHA fall prevention requirements? 71% responded a lot. And the last one is about how often they conduct fall prevention training with workers on your work sites. So 71% respond a lot, 40% some, 40% said nothing at all. So how we can continue with this program after our project ended? So we work with our partners, and we train the trainers program and manual, and we trained 4 of our partners, and now we have 10 trainers that they are currently teaching our program. So in conclusion, we We believe that construction safety interventions that are focused on the key people, on people that have the authority and power to change the workplace, will be more successful. So the other thing is that we consider that these kind of trainings, practical trainings, that are focused on the construction supervisor are more fair, or are fair just to avoid this work that always we are blame workers for injuries that they don't have the possibility to change the work site conditions. So that's the presentation. Thank you. Excuse me?
I wonder if you wanted to evaluate this training further by surveying the crew of the supervisors that are going to the training. Are you going to ask them questions about the
employment? The question is about if we ask about construction supervisors after the intervention about safety climate. Yeah? How the crew's perception? No. So no, we were focused on the worker, on the supervisor and contractor. So we didn't go to the work site, and you know, we work with the residential contractors, so they have groups that change all the time. So they have group of two or three people that are changing all the time. So sometimes they said, I want to come with this worker, but they two or three weeks we talk with them and they say, no, I don't have that worker. And we were really focused on supervisor and contractors.
We'll have some time at the end for additional questions. Thank you very much, Luke, for your great presentation.